This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we continue our series on Nothing But the Blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9, 22. And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. You see, again, in the blood and only in the blood, we find firstly salvation. Jesus Christ is mighty to save. Because again, through the new birth, God gives us a new beginning. Transformation only comes through salvation. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 to 10 in the King James Bible. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Saviour Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Christ has saved us and abolished death through the blood of the cross. What mankind has aspired to accomplish through the ages with all kinds of religious rites and rituals, yet invariably failed to do, God has accomplished through the death, burial, and resurrection of his Son. We say, I'm saved, yet we don't really reflect on what this means. Because we're saved, eternity is settled. Because we're saved, our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because we are saved, we're no longer enemies of God. Because we are saved, all the promises of God are yes and amen. Because we are saved, our past no longer has power to determine our future. We don't have to look over our shoulders any longer. God didn't give us a clean slate or even a new slate. He gave us a new heart. We have a message of hope and healing, freedom and salvation, one you won't find anywhere else or through anyone else. Because in a world where there is so much that is fake, it's not surprising that our generation longs for authenticity and meaning. And it all starts with salvation, because through salvation, our past is gone, our present is blessed, and our future is bright. Revelation 21 and 5. Then he who sat in the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. You see, it is the blood that makes us new. Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9 says, For by grace you've been saved through faith. This is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, as anyone should boast. It was God's grace that sent us his Son to die on a cross in our place. We didn't earn or deserve it, yet Christ willingly shed his blood for us anyway. Gratitude, therefore, is the only appropriate response to God's glorious grace. Charles H. Spurgeon, 1834 to 1892. The greatest enemy to human souls is the self-righteous spirit which makes men look to themselves for salvation. You see, John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The cross is testament to God's everlasting love. You see, when Christ cried out, It is finished, it is because the cross is a finished work. No help was required. You didn't save yourself. We are saved because of the precious blood of Jesus. And so, again, in the blood and only in the blood, we find salvation. Secondly, we find righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. For God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Righteousness is key to the story of redemption. You cannot understand God's plan without it, for religion invariably leads to legalism and bondage through a DIY salvation. And you find this pattern in all religions, except the true gospel. Because grace and only grace sets you free. Religion says do, Christ says done. For you didn't save yourself, it was the blood. Because salvation is simple. You could summarize the gospel through four words: creation, deception, substitution, and restoration. Creation, God created the world and everything in it. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 says, In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Psalm 24 and verse 1, The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God made the world and he made it beautiful. He made it abundant and blessed. Then he created man and woman and put them in the garden. It was wonderful. There was no lack. There was no sickness, there was no strife, no pain, no harm, no hunger, no danger, no death. However, the next word is deception. Creation, deception. Genesis chapter 3 gives the account. It says, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And so the devil comes in with doubt. You know, Adam and Eve sin. They rebel against God. And so Satan plants doubt and unbelief in the hearts of Adam and Eve, who rebel against God, falling into sin and separation. Isaiah 59 and verse 2, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you. The Berean Bible, but your iniquities have built barriers between you and your God. The New Living says, it's your sins that have cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away, will not listen anymore. As a consequence, the curse came upon the planet, sickness, strife, lack, lust, violence, loneliness, betrayal, confusion, perversion, idolatry, prejudice, hatred, death, and Satan became the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. That was the New Living and the good news. They don't understand the message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact image of God. Many men and women have died cursing God because they were deceived, blaming God for things he didn't do. Many die in their sins, worshipping a false god because they were deceived. And again, when you look at so many different religions in the world, they can't all be right. The fact is, Jesus declared that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. And therefore, if Jesus Christ is the only way, every other way is wrong. And sadly, many people are deceived, even killing others in the name of their false god, ironically, believing that reward awaits them rather than terrible punishment. Why? Because they were deceived. Revelation 12 and verse 9, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, and was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And Revelation 20 verse 10, the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they'll be tormented day and night forever and ever. Clearly, Satan has done his work well. The history of man is a sad story of generation after generation who believed a lie and suffered the consequences. Lies like, you will be as God, or I will be the exception, or all religions lead to God, I'm a good person, money brings happiness. All of these, you know, things that people believe. And yet, we see that when we look at the history of mankind, like I said, it can be summarized with these four words: creation, deception, substitution, and restoration. And I'm going to get into the others tomorrow, but I think it's important for us to grasp that firstly, God is the creator. He created everything good. However, as a consequence of deception, sin, death, and destruction entered the world. And therefore, many times people ask the question, well, if God is the creator of the world, why is the world in such a mess? Well, we live in a fallen world, and we're dealing with the consequences of sin and Adam's fall. And so I'm going to be able to go into this in more depth tomorrow. But again, I think it's important. If we can grasp these four points, really, it's so much easier to understand the world, because suddenly you see things through a lens of truth as opposed to tradition. So anyway, hallelujah, Lord. I just pray for every person listening that you will just quicken your word to them, that you will encourage them, bless them. And we just thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus Christ. Because but for the blood, we would be still in deception ourselves. We would still be in darkness. Praise God. The blood brought us out. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.